Hey, Brother Ware.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I just want to welcome all the brothers that's on the line, those that's coming on the line to the gathering, our 15-minute Saturday morning, 9 to 9:15 prayer call. We'll probably be going over a little bit today just to kind of keep in line with some things we're going to have. For those who aren't as familiar with this, we will have an initial sharing and word time and prayer time and look to cut off. At this time, probably right about 9:17, 9:18, we're going to shoot for right around right there. And then again, we honor all everyone's ability to come on, and we want to hold to that again to that 15 minutes. If you're able to stay on longer than that, we certainly would appreciate it. We'll continue to have special prayers for others who are online. We want this to be, this is not just about what we want to teach, but this is about also addressing the needs of us as men and changes and meet needs and those kind of things change weekly. And so we just want to stay and just keep each other in our hearts and in our prayers and those kind of things. And then after that, if there's anything else we want to share about the content, we certainly will do so at that time afterwards as well. All right. So praise God, we're going to go ahead and jump into this thing for the year of 2021, which is about halfway over, by the way. We've been dealing with consistently applied faith, and we're going to continue to do that because that is such an important part, as it will be in today's lesson. And we're closing out the month of June, consistently applied faith to increase in godly confidence has been our focus for June. And so as we jump right into this thing, if you can just turn with me as a basis of this prayer, we're going to look to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. Glory, glory. Galatians chapter 4. And I'm just going to read verses 1 through 4. And I believe we'll have a good time in the Lord from there. Get this out of here. Sorry, here we are. Okay. So Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. And it says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law." And it continues to go from there. We're going to just cut off right there. That's enough for us to chew and to share from there. As we're dealing with this area of increasing in godly confidence, I'm actually looking to close this out with this thought that will help us to go further into confidence, and that's what I call responsibility. Not necessarily responsibility, but responsibility. The verses that we just read, they have this illustration of how, and it's beautifully done, how you can have a rich man or a landowner or a company owner who has a son, who has a child, okay? And this child, although it is his son, and although this child would more than likely, let's just say it's his oldest child, more than likely would be in position to be the heir of this company or the heir of all that this rich or prominent man should have. This, but while this child is a child, there's nothing different from their lifestyle than even a servant or somebody who works for that father. Until he matures, until that child learns, until that child grows up, that child has no say so in their life. That's a huge point of where we're going if we're going to develop confidence in God and confidence to do what he's calling us to do. We're going to have to understand this point that while that child has although it may be the child of this prominent landowner, company owner, or whatever, this prominent person, while they are a child, they have no authority, they have no say-so of what goes on within the bounds of what their father owns, okay? And this is a perfect illustration, I got to tell you, brother, this is a perfect illustration of a couple things, specifically starting with the difference between an old covenant concerning relating to God and the new covenant relating to God. Okay, the old covenant relating to God, I'm going to hit this real quick because I just want to make sure that we're all in the same mindset. Now, this may be, you know, very basic to some of you, but this is important. So the old covenant basis of relating to God had its basis on the law of Moses. God had the Israel people, and he had established his law with them and did that through the law of Moses. So their relating to God was very legal. So it was a relation of do and perform right, and God will give you right things. Do and perform wrong, and you will get wrong things. We can talk about this. Sometimes you hear about the blessings and the curses. Okay, so the greatness of this new covenant was that it wasn't based on the basis of a law of Moses. It was based on the grace of what was made available through Jesus Christ. Okay, now this is the basis of not just performance, but this is the basis of our believing. And through our believing, we are empowered to now do that which we could not do before. And this is what causes us, but it's not just, well, God just does it, and he just does everything for us, and it's all done, and there's nothing for us to do, and we just sit back and say, God do it, God do it, God do it. That does not cause us to grow, take response ability, and to become what he's calling us to become. Let me illustrate that. So there was a song some years ago, when I was growing up, again, in gospel circles, first of all, the choir was big, and I'm not trying to pick on this song, by the way. Let me just say that up front, because I used to sing it, I used to play it, you know, but we were very proud of this particular gospel group because they received national fame, and they were from our area, the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, Reverend Ernest Davis, Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, and they used to sing a song called "Take It Away From Me, Lord," and the words is this, and again, I'm not trying to bad on the song, I'm trying to bring forth a point. The words was this: if you find anything that's not like you, I ask you, Lord, you know what to do. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me through and through. Take it away from me, Lord. Take it away. And that was the essence of that. So, you know, this take it away. You know, if you see something that's not right about my life, Lord, it's take it away from me. Just take it away. Take it away. Now, the problem is that goes back to more of an old covenant thought set that says, listen, I'm going to get the good because I've done good. I'm going to get the bad because I've done the bad, and God's going to be the one to make everything happen for me, and I don't have any responsibility yet. So the problem is, now let's take a look at this. So you have a son. I'm specifically saying son just so I can keep it in the same mindset that we're saying. And you hear in another room, you have this little son and a little child, and you hear in the other room, and next thing you know, you see your son running into the room to see you, his dad, and he said, Daddy, I got a splinter in my finger. Take it away from me. Take it away. I hope this is starting to make some sense, because now what you're going to do as a loving father, you're going to take those tweezers, okay, and you say, hold still. I got you. It's all right. It's all right. And you're going to hold that child's finger, and you're going to carefully take it out of their finger, and you're going to take it away from them. You're going to take it away. And you know what? That is just fine. Why? Because it's a child. Because it's a child. But now if your 20-something or 30-something grown son was to say in the next room, oh, and to run in with his big self bigger than you, right? And run in and say, oh, I got a splinter in my finger. Take it away. Are you kidding me? You better take these pliers, you take these tweezers and work it out. See, what God is trying to do is not just give us to a point that we're depending on him, mean he does everything. He's bringing us to a point of of confidence in him, of confining that what he put in us will work, what he taught us will work, and how he's maturing us will work, so now that we can take these pliers and take it away. This is what the word talks about when it's talking about laying, but when we become new creatures in him, we lay off the old man, we put on the new. We're not just going to God and say, take it away from me, take it away. We're actually taking his word on, and we're believing this responsibility. Now here it is, as we move on to our prayer part. Here's the illustration or the revelation that I'll give you, and I may have said this a few times on this line, but I'll continue to say because it rings that solid. Here's the revelation of responsibility. Responsibility. It's our responding to God's ability. We respond in faith to what God has done. So we don't have to make it happen. We let it happen. We position ourselves to receive what he's given us. Now, here's where that works with our confidence. Here's where it works with our confidence. Our confidence is going to be, we're talking about we have to increase in godly confidence, increase in godly confidence. If you're constantly looking for your relationship to be based on your performance, well, sometimes you're going to do good, sometimes you're not going to do so good, and so your confidence is going to be shaken. You say, well, maybe God loves me a little bit more today and loves me a little bit less because I did or because I didn't. And so your confidence is going to go back and forth because you think his love is going back and forth. But when you come to a standpoint that you know that your Father loves you, that's not changing. You know that what he's put in you will work, and that's not changing. Now we can stand in confidence more and more. So when his word, as his word tells you to lay down the sin that so besets you, you're confident that as you respond to his ability is, that you'll be able to do that. When he says, listen, resist Satan and he'll flee from you, now you can respond to his ability to cause you to do that. When he says, speak to the mountain, it'll be removed, then you can respond to his ability to cause that to happen. He's, what he's doing is he's bringing us to a place, and here's him closing out. He's bringing us to a place, and let me get this one verse I wanted to make sure. Yeah, so now actually, so the Lord says this, and hold on, brothers. Hang in there with me one second. One verse specifically I wanted to test. Yeah, there it is. Okay. So John chapter 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is the Master, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And of course, when he goes to the Father, he sends the Comforter to work within us, as him working in us, one of the most beautiful things that we can see. So it's not just about us. You know, we got, oh God, do this. Now, again, I'm certainly not taking anything against seeking God to continue to direct you, to continue to guide you in your thinking and to give and to make manifest the wisdom and all those kind of things. These are things that we continue to thank God that he is doing in our lives. But to just think, well, hey, I prayed for God to do it and, you know, it didn't happen. So, you know, then what do we start thinking in? Well, I guess God just didn't want it to happen or whatever. But he wants us to put faith that what we're speaking in his name will work. And that is an important part of our confidence. You cannot grow in confidence if you're only looking at what God does and not looking at the fact that we need to respond in faith to his ability. That's what I wanted to hold on to, brothers. And listen, let's just look unto the Lord. I know there's a lot in there that maybe we can even unpack a little bit later. But we thank you, Lord, for your awesome power and your awesome mercy that walks with us. We thank you, Lord, that there is none like you. There is none like our God. Neither is there any rock like our God, the word says. You are our strength, our shield. You are our heart trusts in you. We are helped. We are helped greatly as we put our trust in you, and we can rejoice right in the midst of whatever is going on now, because that's our confidence that we have in you. Your righteousness is great. Your judgments are great. You preserve us in all things, and we're thankful that you are in our lives. We thank you for for Jesus Christ, who gave his life, who finished these works, so that now we have a salvation. Now we have a life right here that we know that we won't never enter into the gates of hell. We know that we will never be taken out of a right relationship with you. But you didn't only come to give us life. You also came and said that you want us to have life more abundantly. And this abundant life causes us to take authority and to take stewardship of the things that you've given us, that we can give as we should give, that we can stand as we can stand, and that we don't have to be, our buttons don't have to easily be pushed, and we can take responsibility for our own actions, and we don't have to be easily moved by our emotions, and we don't have to be pushed into lying when it's inconvenient. We don't have to have a loose tongue, but you can teach us, and we can hold our tongue and understand where we have erred in the name of the Lord. We thank you for all the brothers that's on the line. We thank you that these are confident brothers in you, because they've learned to trust in more in what you have done, and more than even more than what they can do for themselves, that they can trust you with their finances. They can trust you with their families. They can trust you with their relationships. They can trust you with their children. And in that trust, that doesn't mean that that you're doing it and we don't have anything else to do. That trust means that we're going to continue to speak forth what we believe. We're going to continue to put that word in our hearts and in our minds, so that it affects the way we think. For your word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as we think your words, as we speak forth your words, and as we expect the outcome that your word says that we shall have, we just rejoice in you all the while. Allow us to be lovers of each other and supporters of each other in all that we're going through. In the name of Jesus, we declare all these things, and we declare these men overcomers, powerful, and consistently applying their faith to be able to grow in godly confidence. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And all that want to rejoice about that, just come off mute if you like. Hallelujah at this time. And let's rejoice in the God our salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I see our time, and I appreciate the praises that's going on, and you can continue on. You can continue on in praying in the Holy Spirit, actually, when we get off the line. But I just want to continue to bless you on to a beautiful Saturday. I don't know what the weather might look like where you are, but you can have sunshine, hallelujah, on a cloudy day on your inside, because you know and confident in God. Praise God. I encourage you to be a part of your services this week. And if you aren't a part of any fellowship, listen, first, if you live in the Wilmington, Delaware area, we encourage you to be a part and take part with us, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide. We're having our services out of the Doubletree Hotel, which is on 700 King Street, soon to be in our new building, 1230 French Street, hallelujah, in Wilmington, Delaware. And if you're not in the area, you certainly could continue to worship with us online. You can find that information. We do a live stream every Sunday. Our website is www.wccw, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide, wccw.org. Praise God. And so we're just going to encourage you to be a part of that. There's information on that. We've got a marriage fellowship that's actually coming up very soon. Today, I believe this is an in-person one. Brother, I'll leave that for Brother Walt to be able to talk about that. Matter of fact, I'll kick over to my brother and let him say how everyone wanted to say, and then we can go into prayers and things from that. Brother Walter.
Bless God, bless God. Hallelujah. If God, whatever God's ability is, if we respond to it, it's a done deal. I'm stuck on that right there. I'm stuck on responding to his. You have no idea. I heard you minister that before, but it's so apropos for me right now. And it's rhema. It's just such rhema for me. So I hope that blesses y'all brothers too. But I'm actually in route right now. I'm running back and forth to the store. We're about to have a marriage fellowship at our house at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 1. So I don't know if any of you brothers can make it. If you can, bring your wife. If you can make it, obviously you want to bring your wife if you're married. And our address is 106 Knight Heron Lane. I can put it in the chat if you want me to. 106 Knight Heron Lane, Middletown, Delaware, 19709. We'll say that again. 106 Knight Herron, NIGHTHERON, Lane, Middletown, Delaware, 19709. Text me, hit me in the chat, in our text chat that I send out. If you want to, if you guys want to make, I give you instructions, directions, or whatever the case is. Is that what you needed me to cover, brother? Brother Jay, is that what you needed me to cover, bro?
We'll take it from here. Praise God. So for any brothers that's continue on the line, we will, you can speak up now and we can agree with you in prayer for anything that you may be going through before we close the line. I know that, again, as Brother Walt says, that we do have a couple fellowships that's going on real soon. So we're a little short on time, but we want to make sure that we can at least open up and give brothers opportunity to share your hearts, anything that you would want to do at this time. Anybody's on the line? Praise God, going once, going twice. Amen. Well, brothers, I certainly hope that y'all got a lot out of this. This was really a personal one dealing with. And again, I know we call it responsibility, but it's the doctrine of sonship. Those who are more theological will know it more as sonship or kingship or lordship, and it's a huge thing. And I learned a lot about this, and actually I wrote a little bit about this, and am in the process of even writing this. I do have a book that I released, but another book. I give brothers an insight that my second book is actually going to be called Coming into Sonship. And I learned so much from the standpoint of my father and my relationship with him. He was an excellent and awesome man of God. But one of the key things, and I had a chance to share this actually a couple of days ago, and I just hit this real quick, was that my father was a business owner. And when I was the one of my four brothers who was really interested in going into the same business that my father was. So it was almost like, you know, I kind of grew up in it. I was spending time when I was in high school. I went to college, and that was where I was going to pick up and work. But when I got out of college, you know, I was a child. I was his child and not yet coming into a sonship. The store opened up at 11 o'clock. I kind of stroll in 9:30, 9:45. I know I'm telling on myself, but there's a reason, you know? And so, you know, I take an early lunch, you know, the store closed at 6:00. I left around, you know, is it cool? Okay. If I leave. Yeah. And about 3:00 I was out. And so it was just the family business. And so I was still in a child mentality. I had not taken sonship where this was a place where I would was looking to take authority. And as long as my father was cool about it. Sometimes he'd tell me, listen, you know, we had other things that we need to do. You need to get here on time, that kind of thing. I'd still roll in whenever I want. So, but what he would say, and I realized this even as he passed, that he didn't say rather, but what I learned about it is that as long as I was acting the way I was acting, he knew that I was not ready to reign. Although I was his child and royalty and heir, because I was acting the way I was acting, it was showing him that I was not ready to reign. And so when I came in, he'd give me this to do, that to do, that to do, but he never taught me the business at that time. And that's why I'm trying to share these things with you, brothers, that listen, you know, there's a time that we need to kind of grow up in him so that we're not just given the menial task, but actually our Heavenly Father showing us the business. He's showing us how to really these aspects of reaping and sowing and reigning and how these things really work. And he's showing us these things when we're ready to reign. And it's unfortunately, and the word that he gave me, that all royalty is not ready to reign. It's not saying you ain't saved. It's not saying you don't have a right relationship with him. But all royalty is not ready to reign. That's why this sonship is so important. That's why this responsibility is so important that we have in our lives. Yeah. And I mean, so I kind of learned that through my father's relationship. And then once I did, you know, what was interesting is that although I was his child, when I started working more with him over many years, and we started to work together in the church, we were actually more peers. We talked to each other as friends. And so it was amazing. So as I looked at it, at one time, you know, I was the one who he had over his knee. And then now, you know, later on, now we're the one that we're kind of, talking and talking about each other's lives, and both of us are married and both of us with children and all this kind of stuff. And so our relationship changed. That's Old and New Testament. We didn't really have a relationship with the Most High under the Old Testament. It was do what I say, do what I say. And now this New Testament, we actually have a friend. And I want you to realize that God, you know, it's, and I'm not trying to lessen the royalty of our God, the majesty of our God, but he says, listen, I'm not calling you servants. I'm calling you friends. Because I'm telling you what I'm saying. I put a Holy Spirit inside of you. And so to know that you have a God who, yes, he sits high and looks low and all that kind of stuff, and he's great in his majesty, but he relates to us on such a personal level for us to trust him. And yet and still, he never ceases to be that Abba Father, our daddy. I'm not trying to say, hey, listen, grow up, brothers, and then lose the sense of daddiness. No, there's something very valid about being able to just be vulnerable and sit by daddy and just let him, you know, and you know, just sometimes we just need that, you know, just be, you know, for your daddy to be daddy, and you can just be, you know, the vulnerable little boy for a little while. But it doesn't mean that we don't take responsibility. It doesn't mean God just do it. No, there's a place that we need to take in that. There's a place that you need to take to get your job. Yes, I know God is providing a job, you know, but you know, you still need to get your resume together. You still need to submit these things. You know, we still need to be ready to reign. We have to take responsibility. I can't just sit back and say, well, you know, ain't no jobs because the white man, and I'm sorry, you can't, that's not going to work, and take authority in who he is. You know, I get real with that sometimes, but that's the key thing about this thing. We need to be able to take responsibility to know that through Christ we overcome all things. And that doesn't mean that there's not stuff that is going on in the world, but what it means is that I cannot sit back and just say, well, whatever is going to happen, because, you know, God is just God. No, we need to speak forth our health. We need to speak forth our wholeness. We need to speak words of healing and blessing over our families, amen, knowing that God is God and we are having a response to his ability. Brothers, I didn't mean to roll off on all of that. But that's real. That's real with it.
Good,
that's real.
Who are you on fire?
I know it, man. I love this. I love the fact that, you know, the Holy Spirit kind of stitches some things together. And, you know, in a lot of senses, Jay, Walt, you know, whoever's speaking tends to, like, you know, it's almost like this doing kingdom things is like a foreign language. I mean, I know when I go to Mexico, I got to act different. I got to think different. I got to realize that, you know, if I want to go buy something in the middle of the day, there's nothing around because everybody's closed. You know, I've got to change my mindset. And one of the things that being on this call does, I think more than anything, is you all have the ability to translate kingdom things. Because you do have to think differently when it comes to kingdom things, and you do have to apply yourself. I mean, you have to learn what you learn from the Holy Spirit, and then apply it to your life. And I got to be honest with you, Jay, you were shooting straight today. And I got a word from Walt last week that was just like, man, I got to write that down, you know, take it away from, but the whole maturity thing, it's so funny. I woke up this morning and, you know, 1 week, I guess it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday. And I had this dream that I was in sixth grade and I was walking around treating everybody that I knew from sixth grade. And I woke up and I knew exactly what the Holy Spirit was saying. Just like, you're acting like a sixth grader, Patrick. I want you to grow up a little bit. And I'm like, all right, Lord, I got you. But it doesn't come with a, like, that do and be mentality. You know, it comes with I got some things in front of you. Just pay attention and I love the responsibility. Respond when I move. Respond to my ability. I love it, man. I'm gonna camp on that one for the next couple of days. I gotta be honest with you, but man, I was blessed. But I love it because it's right on time, and it's. And I know other people online probably got something different, but I hear him asking me to grow up a little bit. You know, I got some things in front of you. I want you to grow up, Patrick. So I'm just that blessed, man. I mean, and I'm taking it. You know, the other thing I want to ask before I do. You know, Walt, there's living large and there's living Walt large. I had to look up your house just because you gave your address. Bro, you are blessed, man. I mean, I hope you don't mind me doing that. But,
okay,
but geez Louise, I tell you what, man, that whole neighborhood looks like, man, I'd love to live there. beautiful, beautiful place to just.
Let your light so shine that his good works may be seen in you. You know, if you want to grow, it takes some application. I mean, if Jenny could have hung out at his store.
Representing the little in the family business.
Yeah. I said, as his sons, we have to continue to take authority over what is ours in the name of Yeshua, man. He said, own what you are in Yah. to sit down at the table. God's waiting for us. He got all.
Wow. Hear you, brother.
Let me tell you something. For the last 5 weeks, I just kept listening to God because I'm always listening to God. I said, God, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? What you want me to do, Lord? He said, just go down there and just show up, and I'm going to show you what's down there. So I show up. Every time I go, he sent me into a tent where it was like 30 something people that was recovering drug addicts. They had been clean for like 17 years. He said, I'm going to take you up there and I want you to see what I'm going to show. So I show up. I'm up there with my uncle because he was one of the recovering too. And he's like, David. He said, man, I'm just so proud of you. He said, you're encouraged and you continue to help me to walk forward. He said, every time I get on my knees, every time I get out of the bed, I'm on my knees thanking the Lord that I'm staying focused. And then I get up there and talk to one of his friends, and everybody starts talking about books. And the girl says, oh, I got to print a book. And I said, you know what? I said, God sent me here for you to help you print your book. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, oh, my goodness, that's all I've been doing is listening to the Lord, and he just takes me and he sends me places. And it's become like a game to me because I'm just sitting there, and I'm spinning the wheel, and I'm like, God, what's going to happen next? it's like something that's amazing. I went to the conference. They sent me a thing to the summit that he was speaking at. I've been there the whole week getting up every day. Every day I got up and went to the conference. God dropped so many nuggets. He dropped so many nuggets. I was like, hey, I sat down and talked to the rabbi. I was like, man, do you know how many nuggets God has dropped? I said, I got so much information. I started seeing other things. Because see what it is when you start getting into the word of God. And you start getting into the meaning and everything. And how Hebrew is converted to the Latin Vulgate. You see what I'm saying? And then how you start talking about words in the Septuagint. Like, man, it's so much stuff.
I hear you, Dave.
You got to get down into the crux of God's word, man. There's creation in his words. You got to get down into those words and get whatever it is that's there. But that comes from studying. That's why he said study to show thyself approved. He said study to show thyself approved. Brothers, I just want to continue to encourage you because I know we fight enemies. I know your. He said that he has prepared a table in the presence of our enemy. So God's gonna fight your battles. You don't got to fight them. You just gotta stay focused. Stay focused on it. And just focus on your dreams and focus on your creations and put your hands in. He said, put the work in. Put the work in. That's what you got to do. See, there's another area of your brain called the primary cortex. And the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He said, faith without works is dead. But see, the primary cortex is the primary area of your brain that causes you to move your muscles. That's why it's primary. It's the motor. Motor means muscle. Oh, my goodness.
I hear you, Jay. Baby bubbling.
Get the work done.
Baby
get
bubbling.
Get the work done, brother. He said, it's about my work. It's about my work. That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm about my father's business. Man, I love y'all brothers, man.
Appreciate you, Brother Dave, man.
I love y'all brothers. Just keep staying. Stay encouraged, man. Stay encouraged. Because God got a great work for every last one of us. He got a great work for every last one of us. Not to say that we haven't really done wasn't enough, but he said he got a great work. One of y'all said it on the line. He said, I tell you the truth. He said, I go to my father and we're going to do greater things than he did. That's what Jesus said.
Yep.
Brothers, y'all, I just wanted to encourage y'all brothers, man. Continue to be encouraging. Continue to walk with the Lord. Walk with Elohim. Walk with El Elyon, the Most High.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, brother, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I hear every last one of y'all, man. Y'all continue to be encouraged. Continue to be encouraged, Brother Patrick. Oh, my goodness. I hear every last one of y'all. See, we're in the house, and God wants us all to grow up more. That's we meant, but God said, y'all can grow up even more and grow up in me, and that requires us to die to self. It's a lie. It's a lie because you have to die to self. It's a lie. But we try to get to a different level in Christ. So this is what's required of us. And you got to be obedient. And sometimes when you do stuff, you got to apologize. Man, I was in the comments. The man was like, I had to apologize for reacting the wrong way. That's what you got to do with God. When you don't react the wrong way, you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But the winner is the person that does go through and gets back up. That's the winner. That's the winner, the one, because we're not perfect. We still walking with it, but that's the one that gets back up. And he said, don't worry about what you did, because you still got confidence in me. You can still move forward, and I'm going to still bless you. Now, there's not no one of us that has done the things that David did. David killed a man, and he buried Bathsheba. We ain't done nothing like that. So what makes you think that you're not worthy? We've done nothing close, not near close to nothing like that. You see what I'm saying? So what makes you think that you're not worthy? What we've done is just mere small things. That's all they are. But God says you're in a different situation. All you got to do is continue to walk toward me and continue to do what I tell you to do. Bless y'all, brothers, man. I love y'all, brothers, man. Because y'all are brothers. It's like a fraternity. But it's a fraternity for the Lord. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If we ain't got to be like the Greeks. We can be like the Hebrews. Because, Jesus spoke the Aramaic language. You see what I'm saying? Like, oh, my goodness. Y'all brothers continue to be encouraged. That's what I want to tell y'all, man.
Y'all here is going to do the next prayer call, don't y'all?
Y'all brothers be encouraged, man. I love y'all brothers.
Love you too, brother. Love you, brothers. Got to jump on.
Hey, man.
Help us have a blessed weekend, man.
Yeah. Absolutely, you brothers as well. I'm about to move on to the next man. I appreciate y'all. I am recording this So I want to make sure that, because this next time through, next time listen to it through, you'll get even more and more out of it. So I'll send out links where we can listen to this one again. Well, God bless y'all, brothers, man. So appreciate y'all. And
look up, man.
Yes, indeed. Next week starts a whole new thing. Yes, indeed. Y'all have a blessed Saturday now.
Bless. All right, peace.